This is Dwayne Kaysen, New Berean Baptist Church, and this is our midweek Bible study. Today's lesson number 3 is Peter's faith in Jesus. Peter's faith in Jesus. In our study of the life and times of the Apostle Peter, the theme is that Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." That comes from Matthew. Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And if there's one thing we can learn from Peter, is that he became very personal and in his faith with Jesus Christ. If we could just have some of the closeness that he had with Jesus, we'd find that our lives were probably a lot better. Let us pray. Merciful, gracious, loving Father, we open our Bibles and seek your guidance in getting the principles and the lessons that we will glean as we look at the life and times of the Apostle Peter. May it allow us to have a closer walk with you. May we understand how, as we study these words, that we can grow closer in faith as Peter did with Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Peter's faith in Jesus. We're going to be looking at the Gospel of Matthew. But we want to go to some understanding of the background of today's lessons. It starts with Jesus urging his disciples to get in the boat and leave while he dismissed the crowd of the 5,000 that came to feed, that was fed. Why was he rushing to get his disciples in the boat? So what it is in John's Gospel, he gives us the answer to that. See, the crowd was not a crowd that was planned. Jesus and the disciples, they had finished a mission where the disciples went and they did some work spreading the good news. And when they came back, they were all excited. They were all tired. And so Jesus said, "Let's go to a deserted place and get ourselves some rest." And that's what he did. But if you look back in Mark, you'll find that when Jesus and the disciples had gotten to a quiet place, a crowd of people, some 5,000 people, were following them and came and found him. They were looking for him and they found him. And so Jesus began to teach them. And he said, the Bible says he had compassion on them. And that's how we got the feeding of the 5,000. After this event, because they were very tired, and Mark tells us that. Mark says that Jesus saw the difficulty that they were in because they were already tired when they were trying to row the boat across the Sea of Galilee. So the reason he had to rush them into the boats is because in John, you're looking around John 6 and verse 15, it sees the people trying to force Jesus to become king of the Jews, to rescue them from the Romans. And that's not why Jesus came. He didn't come to overthrow the Romans. He came to heal the sick, the lame, the blind to see, to make the kingdom of God known to people, reveal the kingdom of God to folks, and then go to the cross and die for our sins. That was his mission, to bring about the kingdom of God by going to the cross, thus allowing people to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and start doing the things that he spoke of in Matthew 28 and Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 with regards to the Great Commission. So the reason they're getting into boats is because Jesus did not want his disciples to be have their minds twisted as the crowd was with regards to what he needed them to learn. He was trying to teach them to take over his particular requests and duties and carry out the gospel. He wasn't looking for them to become freedom fighters to set up the kingdom of God on earth by installing Jesus as the human king on the throne in Jerusalem. So he packed them off in the boat. And so they were going several miles around there, and they were already tired when the wind came and beat on them, because these boats had often had sails, small sails on them as well. But the sails couldn't work because of the wind. So they had to row across, and this is miles across the Sea of Galilee. So these guys were tired. These guys were tired. And it was dark, windy. They were being tossed to and fro, and they were afraid. So let's go ahead and take a look at this terrible storm that came up in Peter's faith. It says in Matthew chapter 14 and looking at verse 22. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And he, when he had sent the multitude away, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. So we're already talking about it starting to get late in the day. What about the boat? Well, verse 24 says, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Verse 25, we see that Peter is going to be motivated by faith. Motivated by faith. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. Here's a question. We believe that Jesus sees us when we are alone. These disciples were not with Jesus in the boat. A previous occasion, we found these disciples in a boat with Jesus sleeping in the well or the bottom of the boat. And the storm came along, tossing them around, and they thought they were dead. And they touched Jesus and tried to wake him up and said, don't you care? We're going to die. Well, they were afraid when Jesus was in the boat. How afraid do you think they're going to be when Jesus is not in the boat with them? So God sees our problems. He's aware of our problems. But whether he's Jesus asleep in the boat or on a mountaintop, he sees the problems that we have. So if he saw them frightened in the middle of the sea, why didn't he just speak to the wind so they could have a nice, peaceful travel over to the other side of the lake? I mean, certainly they saw that he could do it when he was in the boat. And since he could walk on water, why didn't he just tell them, tell the wind to stop? When we have problems and we're in our boat, or when we are in our circumstances, we're in our place of trouble, does God just say stop when we're struggling? Does God just say stop when we're hurting? You'll find that God is still sovereign, and we live in a fallen world. There will be times when we're going to be in some kind of spiritual boat. And Jesus is not always going to make it go away by snapping his fingers. So the question is, are we going to be looking at our circumstances, or are we going to be looking for Jesus to come and to help us? So no, he did not, while he was on the mountain, saw them in trouble. He didn't just snap his fingers and the wind would stop. He didn't just speak to the wind and the wind stopped. No, the Bible says that he came. He saw their trouble. He saw how they were doing in their circumstance, in their boat. And we see him going to them by walking on the water. No matter how far away God may seem, he will come and he will help. Peter's motivated by faith because we see that Jesus was walking on the sea. And the Bible says that the disciples in verse 26, they were frightened. They were afraid. And they were thinking that he's a ghost. And they cried out in fear. But God does not want us to be afraid. Listen to what he does. As he came to his disciples by night, walking on the water, note the encouraging words that Jesus came while they were in their circumstance, while they were in their problem. It says in verse 27, but immediately Jesus spoke to them. He is revealing himself and who he is to the disciples. Don't you know that God can speak to us through his word, speak to us through the fellowship of other saints to keep and have us be of good cheer. He says in verse, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. Oh, it's so wonderful to know that Jesus reveals himself to us. And we don't need to be afraid because he identifies and reveals himself to us. Verse 28. Being motivated by faith, Peter asked if he can join Jesus on the water. Now, most of us, especially me, I'm not stepping out the boat. I can't swim. But you'll see that Peter, the same Peter who saw his mother-in-law get healed, the same Peter who saw Jesus almost making the boat sink, both boats, he and his partners sink, with the number of fish, seeing the miracles that Jesus performs, he knew that this was Jesus by saying, if it's you, tell me to come out and walk on the water with you. That's what he said. That's where his faith was. He was motivated by faith. He was not drugged down by his circumstance. In verse 28, he asked if he can join Jesus on the water. This is not a rebuke that Jesus gives him, but rather encouragement for Peter to take his next step of faith. He knows Peter's future. He wants Peter to walk out in faith. And so Jesus says, come. Look at verse 28. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water. A command comes from the word of God. Here the word of God himself, walking on 2 feet on the water, gives him a command. And he says, come. See, this is moving faith. Peter lowered himself out of the boat and actually walked on the water towards Jesus. He wasn't walking on the water just to see how it felt. His eyes were focused on Jesus. He wasn't looking at his circumstances. He was looking to God. From whence comes our help? From whence comes our help? He was not tiptoeing on the water, but he did it. Saints, do you see that he was walking on the water? Have you ever seen a human being walking on the water? I haven't seen one, just in the movies. To walk on the water is to violate all the physics and the gravity that we are familiar with. So this is a miracle to see Peter walking on the water because he's answered the call, the command of Jesus to come. Don't you know Jesus wants us to come when he commands us? Don't you know that's what he wants? He's watching Peter grow in his faith. He trusted the Lord Jesus for the strength and the ability to come out and to walk on the water. This is moving faith. It's always better to have moving faith than stationary faith. Stationary faith says, yeah, I believe that's Jesus, but I'm not getting out of the boat. Yeah, I hear Jesus saying do this, but I'm comfortable in being in my circumstance. I'm just going to hold on to my circumstance. I'm trusting God, but I'm not having any faith to step out this circumstance or step out this boat. Moving faith says, I will actively trust God and do whatever he wants me to do. Stationary faith says, oh yes, God can do anything he wants, but I'll play it safe. I'm not gonna take any chances. Stationary faith doesn't really require much faith. Verse 29 says, so he said, come. And when Peter had come out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. As long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he was fine. But we're going to find in verse 30 that there is misdirected faith. For a moment, he took his eyes off Jesus and put them on the problem. He put them on his circumstances. And what happened? He began to sink. Now, those of us who talk about Peter sometimes and discuss him, we don't want to look at what Peter did here walking on the water and then starting to sink as he looked at his circumstances, as he looked at his problems and frown out our face or our nose, turn our nose up at him and call him weak in the faith, because none of us are trying to step on the water. Okay, we need to be careful about that, because when he began to sink, he took his eyes off Jesus. He did not, catch this, he did not take his eyes and focus it back on his circumstance. He didn't go back to the boat. Remember, he was on his way to Jesus. He wanted to join up with Jesus. He did not turn back to his problem. He did not turn back to his circumstance and the familiarity of his circumstance. Well, I know I'm in the boat, and I know we're tossing around, but I'm just going to hang on to the boat after I get back in. I was going to be going to Jesus and seek him, but I'm going to get back in the boat because that's where my help is going to come from. That's not what he did. Look at verse 30. When he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. We can get afraid, saints, when we have doubts, when we have times of weakness, when we have times that we don't know what to do. We can be afraid. But beginning to sink, listen to what he said. He didn't say, hey, you fellas, get the boat back to me. Help me get back in the boat. It's not what he said. He said, Lord, save me. He was still focused on the Lord Jesus Christ as his means of salvation. Even though he took his eyes off Jesus, he didn't forget that Jesus was there. He said, Lord, save me. No one else got out the boat. He's the one who exercised more faith than the others. It was Peter's dogged faith that made him want to do that. Peter's a man of courage. It's due to his courage he was willing to step out the boat in the first place with his faith. However, sometimes that same courage can get us in trouble. But that's when we need to come to Jesus. Something that we can trust in. This Christian life is not a life without trials and trouble. It's expected that we will face a lot of troubles, challenges, and problems all along the way until glory. First, Peter was able to walk on the water, just like Jesus did. He wanted to follow Jesus, right? But then his attention was sidetracked by this harsh wind. So in the same way, our focus might sometimes be diverted from Jesus Christ in the storms of our lives, our circumstances. So again, problems are a normal part of life, but when we begin to be afraid, we start to sink, what do we need to do? We need to look to Jesus and ask Jesus for saving us and helping us out of that circumstance. Peter walked by faith. Instead of walking, he was walking by sight instead of walking by faith. We must remember that things that we don't see sometimes are more powerful than the things that we do see. Walking by faith means that no matter what happens in this life, we don't lose our faith. We must find at times we will lose almost everything we have, but even the people that we love, and sometimes you might get in trouble and lose the respect of other people, but we must never lose our faith. So there was a need for some mended faith, verses 30 through 33. Jesus mended the faith of Jesus. Look what he does. There's a request. Peter, in verse 30, need to focus again on Jesus and ask for help. He didn't go back to his troubles on the boat. He went to Jesus with a request for help. And then there was a rescue. The person that he trusted in gave him some rescue. Look at verse 31. And immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" He wasn't hollering at him. He was trying to encourage him that he needed to have his faith increased. Verse 32 says, "And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased." Now, again, we go back to the statement I made first. Couldn't Jesus have just caused the wind to cease in the first place? I mean, he was going to do it when he got on the boat. But then that wouldn't have been a faith lesson for Peter, now, would it? So then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Now, let's go back to the time that he was in the boat with them in an earlier time, and he was asleep, and then he was made aware that they were in a problem, and he woke up, and he said to the wind, "Be still," and the winds stopped and so forth. What did these disciples say? They said, "What kind of M-A-N man is this that can just speak to the wind and calm the sea? He's a man." The crowd thought he was the Messiah. That's why they wanted to try and make him king in the sixth chapter of John, where we see the 5,000 turning on him, and they started getting mad because he wanted to be king in their view of what a king is. But now they're not asking what kind of manner of man is this. Look what they say in verse 33. "Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" Oh, that's a step up from a man. What kind of man is this? They are now seeing that he is the Son of God. Verse 31, 32, we see Jesus getting out of the water, getting them out of danger. That's a rescue. Then there's a rebuke. Peter was reprimanded for his doubt in this mended faith. And then there's reverence. The result of all of this was that Jesus was worshiped. Jesus was worshiped. Verse 33 says, "Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" And like we find in the life and times of Apostle Peter, this should be the end result of our mended faith as well. So let's go back. The people with the 5,000 want to make him king of the Jews. In Mark 35, in the previous, I believe it was Mark 4:35 through 40, in previous storm, his disciples, after he said, "Peace be still," and the wind stopped, they asked, "What kind of man is this that can speak to the wind and calm the storm?" Only Peter seemed to have the faith to trust in Jesus in a storm and act